Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's the end of the week here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. Doesn't matter what's on your mind. It just has to be political. It doesn't have to be anything that I'm talking about. So what is on your mind? Well, give me a call. Let's talk about it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's program. I mean, it was a good thing. And I am actually encouraged by it. I know many of you are thinking sort of like I am, like, okay, so where do we go from here? And I'm talking about Rush, folks, and the incredible impact that he had on conservatism. And I mean all over the world, folks, not just in Oregon. Not just in America, but all over the world. And yes, he had an impact on conservatism in Oregon. Barbara sent me an email. I'm going to read it first, and then I'll take my first call from Freddie here. She writes, Jeff, as a listener to Rush for more than 30 years, I appreciate your dedicating the show to him this morning. She wrote this yesterday. We all hoped and prayed for a miraculous recovery, but feared one day that Rush would not be at the EIB microphone. However, I was not prepared for the overwhelming sense of loss. It was comforting, selfishly, to hear that you and others are devastated with the loss. As all have acknowledged, Rush is irreplaceable. In fact, Trump did that, folks, yesterday. Some people are suggesting that Trump take his place on the airwaves. No, Trump could never pull off what Rush did. She continues. In these troubling times, the role of conservative talk show host is even more critical at all levels. I listen to you every morning, like I had to Rush. There needs to be a way to spread the word about your show and your views, alternatives to Facebook and Twitter. In the words of the great Ronald Reagan, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Barbara, thank you for some profound words, because this is kind of what's on my mind and my heart today. Rush is irreplaceable. But friends, a couple of things, and then I'm going to take the call from Freddie. While he is irreplaceable, he has left for us truly a legacy of his words. I don't know, because I don't have any knowledge about this, but I think that the Rush Limbaugh show is going to continue, as it did yesterday, with a guest host, but with them playing many, many of Rush's important clips. And yesterday, the guest host was Todd Herman from Seattle, in the belly of the beast, just as much as we are here in Oregon, was sort of hinting that this is what they were going to do. And I'm going to share that with you, while over time those words and those phrases from him that are specific to various times over the years while they will become a little bit less relevant for the modern times, they will be more than relevant for the modern times. Because hopefully they're going to play the clips of Rush that are the profound clips that have to do with the principles of liberty, which are timeless, friends. This is why I asked Greg Clapper yesterday, and I hope you enjoyed Greg's stories. Greg's a huge storyteller, and on the radio you have to tell stories. You have to try to paint word pictures. But this is why I asked Greg yesterday, that I believe the full impact of Rush has yet to be realized. Because, as Barbara points out, in these troubling times, she wrote, the role of conservative talk show host is even more critical at all levels. Yes. Because I believe with cancel culture and with, in fact, there's a story about this in the Federalist today. And it just fits very perfectly with exactly what Barbara's writing here and where we need to go from here today in the future. Conservative talk show hosts, as social media is going to shut out our voices, as mainstream media is going to shut out our voices to the extent that they can. As they're doing that, conservative talk radio will be ever more important at getting the word out, at having conversations. I truly believe that, friends. And Rush made all of that happen for us. There's more on this, but we can build on this, friend. And I'm telling you this because I mean this. We can build on it. And Trump is a piece of that puzzle every bit as much as you are. And we're going to go around the censorship from mainstream media, the bias of the journalistic profession at all levels. And we're going to go around social media censorship, all of it, by building new platforms. But the centerpiece of it, friends, is going to be talk radio. Let's go to our first call of the day. 503-589-1220, by the way, is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Freddie, good morning, brother. What do you have to say today on Freedom Friday?
Well, good morning, Jeff. I was gonna, you know, talk a little bit different about what's been going on in my life. Anyway, this is the seventh day without power.
And, go for it, brother.
The devastation that's happened with all these trees coming down, and it reminded me that hopefully all these tree huggers are understand that trees have a life cycle and that they'll kill you when they get ready to come loose. And in my neighborhood, it's just absolutely been devastating. The state capitol, take a look at that. So, you know, there's a big change that's coming. You know, Russ has certainly been a part of that. He's launched a lot of talk show people following him. You're one of them. Lars is another. All over the country. So he spread the word, and he's helped us realize what's truth and what's not true. And of course, you know, what the government has been doing in Oregon for a long time by killing a lot of the timber industry, and now we have the devastation when it's not managed. And I'm hoping people are realizing that you have to manage things, and you have to be careful, because if you're not, you know, then you're going to suffer the consequences of that, and we're suffering that right now. So, and I'm talking
well,
to
you're
you,
right, Freddie.
So anyway, let me ask
you this question here: the consequences of bad policy on things like too much green power that relies on windmills that can be frozen, like in Texas, okay? Solar that doesn't work because you have a storm coming through for days on end and it's not allowing solar to recharge. those are bad policy decisions. So also what you've just pointed out about managing our forests and forest fires. So every bit of that is our logical common sense examples that we can use every day to persuade persuadables. But here's the thing, Freddie. If we're going to be censored because we're critical of any of these policies, say right here with Oregon media, if we're going to be censored, how do we still get that word out so that enough people can be aware of it and understand it and understand who's responsible for the consequences of things that are hurting them badly? How do we do that?
Well, your talk show is one of them. How we communicate in our communities is another way. Keeping our voices alive and well and speaking about this. Everybody that's on social media, that's still on social media, needs to put it out there. You need to call it for what it is. You know, I'm really disgusted with the way people have responded to Rush's death on the other side by you know, applauding him dying and all the things that I've seen. How can the other side, and I'm talking about the ones that vote for these people, how can you align yourself with people like that? How do you do that? How do you align yourself with another issue, too, of all this abortion going around the world that we're paying for? How do you align yourself with that genocide? How do you do that? That's nothing but Hitler light. That's all it is. You're killing them before they become on this earth, before they take their first breath. How do you allow yourself to vote for people like that? It is an issue. So how do people do that? How do you reconcile that in yourself? I've talked to a number of people in my church that are Catholics that say, well, it's just one issue. I said, it's the only issue. It starts with life. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life.
Right. Yes.
Don't you understand that?
Good for you.
So I think it's all their voices, Jeff.
Yes. This is why it's all so important voices. For each and every one of us to be aware of these things. And we all have a circle of influence. We just have to be able to influence people in their thought processes. What you just did, Freddie, was perfect because that lays out the rest of what I want to talk about today. Freddie, I'm going to let you go because we're up against the clock here. It is Freedom Friday, however. What do you want to talk about? I have things, but what's on your mind today? 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Paul wrote me an email about a webinar he watched yesterday. And it's about the data disaster of the CDC during COVID-19. In fact, there are now calls for a very serious investigation into the justice. We're seeing that finally the fraudulent governor of New York State is being investigated by the FBI and the DOJ for lying, literally misrepresenting true effects of his policy. That's coming back to bite him in a lot of ways. And even the liberal press is taking notice of it. You might wonder why. Well, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk to Art on the other side at 6:20 in the morning of Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. Doesn't have to be what's on my plate. Whatever you want to get off your chest, and it's easy. You just pick up the phone, call 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. You should see this chart of Biden's executive actions, folks. There's a great list of them. He, so far, has signed 56 executive actions. What's amazing, the picture says 1,000 words, right? Well, this chart shows every president since Eisenhower, the number of executive actions, actually from, I made a mistake there, from FDR. And I think they're missing Truman here. I don't see Truman's name on it, but it's FDR was the all-time high with like 108 or something. Folks, Joe Biden has already done 56. The chart is stunning what he's done in 1 month. Also, there's a story there about keeping your kicker. There's a new scheme introduced by a liberal Vietnamese gal from Portland, State Representative Phan or Khan Pham. I don't know how to say your name. She's proposing a constitutional amendment, HJR 10, to change returning your personal income. And remember, we all got duped into changing the corporate income tax kicker for schools, because, you know, schools will never have enough money, will they? Well, Khan Pham, or whatever her name is, her scheme is this. It's redistribution of your money. It's not going to come back to you, but rather it's going to be given to poor people. Yes, it's for the children. Bottom line is you're not going to get your kicker back. They're going to give it to poor people. And it's going to be done through an earned an increase. Whatever your kicker is gets to be increased in the form of an earned income tax credit. There you go. That's how they're going to do it. You want to talk about that, or you want to talk about something else? Like, did you know we had a Charleston loophole in the gun law in Oregon? This is what they're calling it. This is House Bill 2543 that takes away, well, it allows government to never give you the right to purchase a gun. They're calling it the Charleston loophole. This is how they rebrand things. Charleston loophole was about the white supremacist murderer went into the church and shot up a whole Dillon Storm roof, purchased a gun, and he was allowed to have his gun because the background check didn't come through in time. So they went and he shot up a bunch of black people in a church. They're calling this the Charleston loophole. What this bill does, however, is allow government to simply deny you the right to purchase a gun for any reason. Basically, by just saying, you know what? We just can't seem to get to your application. We put it in, but the system just isn't working right because it's the FBI system, right? Who's in charge of the FBI these days? Beto O'Rourke is going to have his say with the FBI, with the well, never mind. Anyway, got to go to Art. Art, Freedom Friday, what do you want to say, brother?
God, Jeff, there's so much stuff to talk about. I mean, the country's on fire. We lost Rush. However, Rush will never be gone because he lives on in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls.
Yes, he does.
You know, like I said yesterday, I listened to him since 1989, and I got lots of things to say today, Jeff. But let me just give you an example of how impactful Rush Limbaugh was. That man, okay, number one, he had a problem, and he defeated it, his addiction to oxycodone, and he shared that with all of America because he wanted America to know the threat and how important it was not to get addicted. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
The second thing, Jeff, is Rush did something that I don't think any other deaf person could have done. And during his show, he lost his hearing.
Right.
He had to have cochlear implants. But, you know, listening to him over the years, it was hard. It was a struggle. And that man had so much guts and would not let his disability defeat him, inspired thousands of people with disabilities, including me, okay, to know that you could do anything that you want to do. You just have to have the wherewithal to do it. You know, small businesses. I listened to his show yesterday, and I felt so sad for Todd. I wanted to reach through the phone and hug him.
Yeah, he was really crying about half the time. Yeah,
but
it was tough.
But Jeff, I mean, you know, this thing with Freddie and how our government is not prepared for things like this. You look at the pandemic, and our illustrious governor has done nothing. This thing that is happening, you know, the list goes on. We're going to talk some more today, Jeff. But
all right, thanks, Art. 6:30 in the morning,
brother.
It's Freedom Friday. We'll be right back. Come on and sing my song. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday, friends. That means you can literally call and talk about anything you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. It's on your mind today, friends. You know, I am fast approaching the belief that America is changing pretty rapidly in a lot of ways, certainly culturally. And I think we're seeing here, we're seeing the culmination of us letting this happen. You might find that to be, what do you mean us letting this happen, Jeff? Well, yeah. How so? Well, whether it's us as individuals, or frankly, it's us as people of faith, we've let the institutions of influence, education, media, culture, we've just let it take over in a way that's not good for the culture. It's not good for freedom. Remember the post by Barbara, you know, talked about what is going on here, what Reagan said. You don't pass freedom on to your kids through your bloodstream, your genetics. It's got to be taught. It's got to be debated. It's got to be fought over. And that is so true. And that's exactly the legacy that Rush left us. We have let it happen. We sent our kids off to school thinking they were going to get the kind of education we got. Boy, were we wrong. You see, in the intervening years, the left took over the universities that teach teachers. And those teachers have a leftist mindset and a revisionist mindset, and they are quite literally engaging in this process of rewriting American history. And now we have cancel culture. We have the tearing down of the statues of men and women, mostly men, the founding fathers. Why? Because they're evil. We've let this happen. We've been asleep. We have not been praying till now. We've not been awake to really what's been going on. You know, the left usually, they love to say woke. Yeah, well, the reality is it ain't woke, folks. It ain't woke at all. We're woke. We're awaking. We truly are. We're awaking to what has happened to this great nation. You know, Rush articulated these complicated things in just a very simplistic way that all of us could understand. And he did it with humor. Yes. He did it illustrating the absurdity by being absurd. We're going to miss that. But yeah, it's a little bit of a roadmap to what we can individually do. Now, look, we're not all Rush Limbaugh. In fact, nobody is, because no one can match who Rush is, who Rush was. I say is because his legacy will live on, because we have so much of his recorded history. Now, look, we're not deifying Rush. He was a flawed man, as Art pointed out. You remember, you know, the OxyContin? You know, Rush had his flaws. There's no question about it. But the brilliance of how he could talk about these things was powerful, because he talked about them in a common sense manner. And that's what we have to do. I mean it, friends. We have to do that. We just do. Now, I happen to believe that this is an opportunity for us to not only carry on Rush's legacy, but even go beyond it. This cancel culture piece that is written in the Federalist, and I'll have this on the show plan today, is... It just talks about these people that have been fired recently. This you know, Gina Carano from the Mandalorian show, the Disney show, and this Harrison character who hosted Chris Harrison, The Bachelor, had to step aside because he just asked for a little grace towards a contestant who was accused of racial insensitivity. And I mean, it goes on and on, but this led to Barry Weiss. Remember, she was the New York Times gal that got kicked out by her own people because she wasn't left enough. So she recently resurfaced and called for us heterodox. I guess that's what we're called now, us heretics who've been doxed by the left, to immediately start building our own platforms. And here's what she just wrote. And this gets me back to Russia's legacy that has yet to be fully realized. She said this. She said, build original, interesting, and generative things right now, this minute. Every day I hear from those with means, with children at private schools who are being brainwashed, people who run companies where they are scared of their own employees, people who donate to their alma mater, even though it betrays their principles. Enough. You have the ability to build new things. If you don't have the financial capital, you have the social or political capital, or the ability to sweat. Now, I'm going to stop there for a moment, because this is part of Russia's legacy, folks. He inspired hope, just like Reagan did. He did. Rush inspired hope that each of us, first of all, America is still this wonderful land of opportunity, and yes, its best days are ahead of us. But only if we embrace that idea. And this is exactly what Barry Weiss is saying here. Build original, interesting, and generative things now. Take steps to do like Freddie did. Talk to people at church who didn't vote for Trump. Ask them, how can you reconcile that by allowing a man to become, or helping a man become, president who is killing babies? How can you reconcile that in your heart, your soul? And you can't do that from a condemning way. You have to do it from a place of love. That's one of the ways that you can have an impact. You. That's part of the legacy that Rush left for us. It's why I talk about the things that I talk about, persuading the persuadables. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Great to have you with us today. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Yes. As fast as the nation is churning into something very strange and that we hardly identify anymore. It reminds me in Revelations of the warning. What was interesting in Revelations, and I won't make it a long issue, but the doctrine of Balaam shows up in the Church of Pergamos when Balak was to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornications. We're seeing, if you remember what happened to Balaam and Balak when he was on the donkey in the Old Testament, on his way, Baal was on his way to see Balaam to take bad information in a message to him. And he was sitting on his donkey and he couldn't get through because in this narrow passageway, the angel of the Lord was standing blocking Balaam's journey forward to meet an evil man. Well, so here we have the same doctrine in a church in the New Testament, warning us about the doctrine between Balaam and Balak. Can you hold me over?
Yeah. Hang on. We'll get to the rest of Glenn's comments on the other side of the break. It's 6:48. Freedom Friday, friends. What do you want to talk about? Anything's on the tape. We'll be right back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. We'll go right back to Glenn. Glenn, please continue your thoughts. Welcome.
The reason I bring this up is that this doctrine is in both the Old Testament and New. And what is critical about it was Balak was going to go to Balaam and do something that was forbidden him as a prophet, to try to tell him how the children of Israel could be cursed. And he was going to deliver that message to Balaam. But the mule stopped him on the road between the walls, the angel of the Lord standing before him. And then Baal started hitting his donkey. And remember, his donkey spoke to him and said, what right. have I done wrong? What did I do that you should be beating me? I've been with you from my very youth. In other words, Baal, the human, was so stupid he couldn't even see the truth before him. The donkey could. We have a situation now where we have this, what I call it, political privilege, not white privilege, it's political privilege. The humans do not see the message. The animals have to tell the humans the real message. What Balak wanted to do was to tell Balaam, I will not be able to curse the children of Israel, but I can teach you how the children of Israel could create a curse upon themselves. And that's what we have done. And not only that, this political privilege is running the country in all these agencies and all these forms of government. It's unbelievable. So I would call it the animal kingdom is smarter than the humans at this point. And I would almost call it, we need the Donkey Talk News Network, where we can go to the animals to teach us the truth because we can't see it in front of us. It's so pathetic. The animal kingdom, we see animals all throughout biblical word, where the animals are teaching us something that we, the humans, cannot see. And that's why we're in such jeopardy at this point. Everybody we're electing in these offices, the county, the city, the federal, the state, all the way through, they can't see any truth at all. It's gone. And now we are self-cursing ourselves. We're not basically a cursed nation, but we, the humans, have cursed ourselves by our conduct, just like Balaam was, or Balak was going to teach Balaam, the children of Israel could curse themselves if they were to intermarry with the heathens. And that's where we are today. And most Americans can't even see it. We need the animals. We need the donkeys to start talking, because we can't find the truth anymore. It's serious. Look at Nancy Pelosi.
I'm laughing because it's a fascinating, look, history repeats itself, right, Glenn?
Well, absolutely.
Because man is what man is.
But this future is the headwind is so strong. The people that have the purse strings to the country, the health strings to the country, the economic economic strings to the nation. Look at Texas. I can't fathom what happened in Texas, except agriculture secretary said, the people on the PLC appointed by the governor of Texas, two of them live in California, and one of the board members lives in Illinois. They know nothing about the situations going on in Texas. The very people that are supposed to oversee it don't even live in the state. What? Because of political privilege. They appointed people for political reasons, not because of the knowledge they had to run an agency. It's insanity.
It is.
There's no way the country can go this way, can go forward this way. It's absurd and insane. We need more donkeys. I think I want to start the Donkey Talk News Network. Let's go to the animal kingdom.
Well, that's priceless. We need more donkeys. Well said, Glenn. Well said. That's Glenn's opinion today, what he wanted to talk about. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Freedom Heating and Air is one of our great advertisers that gets some flack from the left because they sponsor not just this show, but this radio station. You know, it used to be that you could start a business, and if you didn't, you know, get too much into politics, you just did a good job for your customers. You could live the American dream, and you could do good things for people, have a great life and a great business. I mean, that's part of the American dream, right? Well, today, if you stand up against the cancel culture, if you stand up against tyranny, if you stand up against bad ideas, bad policy ideas, and you do it by sponsoring radio shows that are politically incorrect, the left comes after you. This is why it's important for us to stand with those people that we know that are honorable, good people. And we stand with these advertisers like Freedom Heating and Air. They do a great job for their customers, and it's why they've been in business a long time, well over 40 years. That's why we stand with them. So even if you don't do business with Freedom Heating and Air yet, at some point in time, you're probably going to need to, but you know what you should do? The very least, you should write them a note, an email, or just give them a quick phone call and just say, hey, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you all doing what you're doing by advertising on KSLM and on my radio show. Truly, friends, I just think this is a good thing. But if you do need their services, check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. If the heat pump or the furnace isn't working right, they can fix it. Freedomheatingandair.net. All right. So we are where we are today, folks. Russia's gone, but life goes on. And he's left us a legacy. And frankly, he's left us some tools to use that we can use to defend our liberties and to pass on the great opportunities that we have as Americans to live free. And we still do, and we are. But you got to be aware of what's going on, and you got to be able to share it with other people. Truly, go share it with other people. We're going to take a break. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. This is Political Coffee, friends. What do you want to talk about? It's Friday. Give you the freedom to do it. That's why we call it Freedom Friday. What do we do? How do we go forward now that Russia's gone? We'll talk about it on the other side. One more great hour to go. Don't go away.